The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Jay Garvin's here, host of The Jay Garvin Show, heard every week, baby, right here on KRDO. And I'm wrapping up with my power segment, my podcast segment, about today's subject of iBuyer versus local real estate listing agents. See, the same way that shopping and the experience has progressed from a retail general storefront to a department store, to a mall, to now a mini mall, and now on mixed to the internet, now going solely to the internet. Every single industry in the real estate related world, whether it's mortgage for sure, title, and now real estate agents, are going through that same transition. Now, I'm callous to it because I've been competing with the internet since about 2004, but real estate agents really haven't. But be careful, it is coming. And if you're a consumer listening to this, I want to give you value on understanding using an online, quote unquote, iBuyer listing company, something like Zillow does it, Open Door does it, OfferPad does it, Trulia, which is part of Zillow, does it, or a local listing agent like you see a Platinum agent, a Remax agent, a Keller Williams agent, an ERA Shields agent. It goes down the boutique agencies. A local person. Now, what I looked at in the show is two of the most very important questions. And feel free to call me at 719-330-1457 if you have input or any experiences with either one of these entities. I talk with experience because for the first time in 10 years now, I've listed and gone through the process. I'm not a home seller. I've been a home buyer for the last 8 years and over the 8 homes that I have right now, 8 properties. But the big two questions are is, hey, who's going to charge me the least for selling my house and offering the best service? And in retrospect, by what I save, who is going to help me get the most for my house? Because not only is the experience important, the bottom line comes down to what does it cost me, what's the experience, and how much money am I going to make by doing so. So I went through the details, and you can hear the rest of my show on iTunes or any other of my full podcast segments. But in the brief, I'm going to tell you this. All the research I did, Open Door is charging you 7.5% every single transaction. That means if you have a $300,000 house, you're going to pay like $22,500 to get rid of that thing. OfferPad, the exact same, 7.5%. Zillow is a little bit more affordable at 7%, trying to get just below their competition. But on a $300,000 house, you're still going to pay $21,000. And your local agent, the retail rate for listing your house is 6%. But interestingly enough, the average right now is 5.08%. So it's fluctuated between 5 and 6% between the years of 1992 and 2017 that I looked at. So agents are saving you $5,000 to $7,000 to actually keep it local and get the best experience. It's crazy. But the thing that concerns me more is the local agents, most of them, more than 95% of them, 1099 self-employed contractors, are self-employed and your money goes to them and stays in the community. And if they sell your house for more, they make more. If they trip and don't advise you strong enough, you pay them less. House sells for $250, you're only going to give them 5 or 6% on $250 instead of $300. Oddly enough, they're motivated to make more for the house so you can get more. Not the same with the Open Door, OfferPads, and Zillow.coms. Because many of them are buying, taking all of it, the responsibility, and then actually reselling it. If they get you to agree on a lower price, they actually make more in the long run. Not the person you're talking to on the phone, but their boss. See, because they have a fiduciary to make money for their client. Let me say that again. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make money for their client, just like the real estate agent does. The sad fact is that you're not the client with these iBuyer programs. They're shareholders. Their boss is. And their boss takes the house and resells the house. So if they convince you to offload it for less with less hassle, they have more money, more margin to make a profit. And in this increasing economy, that is really, really dangerous. But more important than all of this, this is the most important thing that most people don't get. Because I fight against this local lender crap all the time. Oh, LendingTree's going to give me a better deal. You know, it's sad the families that don't matter that they're going to work with like realcheapfranklinbank.com. I just went through this with one of our clients that I said, I'm done with you. Go get the cheaper rate and send your money to Missouri. Don't keep it in the community. I actually had someone with a local candy company, very popular one out on 21st Street, that 5 years ago came to do a mortgage and was saying, well, you know, I was going to go with you, but in the end, I decided to go with an online national. And I'm like, you know what, partner? We should just really keep the money in the community. He's like, well, I just don't see it this way. Guess what? Walmart has shut down that candy company. So what you reap is what you sow, baby. The fact of the matter is this. You don't always get what you pay for. You think you're getting a deal online? It's more expensive to sell your home online than it is with a personal agent. That's a fact. The fact is that a local agent statistically gets a better price for your house than that online iBuyer program. I don't care if you're talking Zillow.com, Opendoor, or OfferPad. But what's more importantly is where your money stays in the community. See, it's going to go to Seattle and San Francisco, and let this sit like a sliver underneath your fingernail. When you or your kid or anybody you know uses that online buying service, you're spending all of your money and sending it to Seattle or to San Francisco, and you're advocating that lifestyle. So the bottom line is this. Always, always, always the big takeaway. Stay local. Do your research regionally and nationally and internationally, but stay local because you're always going to get better service and it's going to help the community. You're going to help someone putting a daughter into the dance class rather than someone getting a sex change.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Now, I know that's a broad statement, but I'm an obnoxious guy. So I appreciate you listening. I would pray that you would go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because these mortgages, local agents, local lenders don't matter. They help enhance your life, but they don't change it. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to change your life for the better. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, your purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to, because that's what I found with you, the radio listener. Someone that I would sow into every week. I've been waiting to do this show. I think I'd give this show a C- because it's a big subject and I'm going to talk about it again. But I just finished the home selling process and it's emotional. And I'm glad that I had a local agent. And I really appreciate it. And I always want you to pick a local agent, local title company, local lender, and get a local experience and a local team and keep the money in our backyard. So if you want to talk more about this, if I can help you with your next refinance or purchase transaction, just call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and say, Jay, I'm ready to sign up. Get my mortgage going. And please, I'm asking you personally, use me, Jay Garvin's, for your very next mortgage right here on The Jay Garvin Show every week.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.